Ketty Marie Jorgensen was born in Copenhagen by an unmarried mother. The first year she was placed in an orphanage in North Zealand. At home, which was created in 1901, there were boys and girls of all ages from newborns to teenagers. At one point there were 24 children at the orphanage. Since Ketty was a little over 2 years, she came back to Norebro too. Here she lived with her grandmother, a widow, mother, unmarried, a big brother and a two cousins. Ketty later lived with his mother in several places, including at Vesterbro in 1938 until they moved into the apartment the mother has had to his death. Ketty Selmer was born Marie Jorgensen. Her mother lived in the 20s and 30s most of the time along with Anders Chr. Selmer Petersen, actor, alternately, the retailer and merchant, and Ketty's mother began to call herself Mrs. Selmer Jorgensen. As the actress spent Selmer Petersen's sole name. He was seeking to have the surname Selmer, but apparently this was proprietary. Instead, he got around 1930 another name that looked like. He is listed in various records under four different names. Ketty Jorgensen called themselves in the late 30s for Ketty Selmer, and in 1943 she married the Swedish serfs Erik Elof Sjöberg, 1907-1949, from Stockholm, she called Ketty Selmer Sjöberg. When she was under occupation in Denmark, she lived with her mother in his apartment or with actor Dolly Hellstrup. Flammen known Ketty including by Svend Jensen, called Little Jensen and Saul Barrett, the wine bar's commercial wine. Ketty Selmer knew Jane Horney including from Jane's many visits to Copenhagen, and in 1944 they met again in Stockholm. Ketty Selmer got a part in Igel's bar I Studiestra at 33, where also held with several lesbians. In the literature it is mentioned that her alias was Frederick and that she was also the girlfriend of Gestapo chief Karl-Heinz Hoffmann and police lawyer Wilhelm Leifer. In October 1952 informs Karl-Heinz Hoffmann, the Ketty Selmer in autumn 1944 had been arrested by German security police. She was in consequence Hoffmann only released when she promised him that she delivered Flammen. In 1986, she tells a researcher that she indeed had 20,000 DDK. In November 1944, but it was not for flashover to the Gestapo. She insists that it was payment for the smuggling of furs. There are indications also that she was right. The flame was punctured by another Dane, who was tempted by a large sum of money. Ketty Selmer was also part of Hotel Nordland, Vesterbrogade 22. Ketty Selmer was very accommodating to many. Great Bear equals Sven Aga Geisler, who was also extremely versatile, distress, like Bent Hay Iad Frisco also Ketty company. In 1944-1945 she lived in a villa outside Stockholm together with the British-born singer Diana Miller, 1916-1993. Ketty Selmer continued after the occupation to live off in Denmark to changing addresses, and for long periods with Diana Miller. Both also spent some time in Sweden, more or less permanently. In 1948 lived Ketty officially 3 months in Spain. At a time some years after the occupation, she had a couple of years the address of the property on Vesterbrogade, where Hotel Nordland lies. Initially Ketty Selmer dancer. Subsequent change her position as secretary, but the last 40 years she called a journalist or fashion photographer. From 1952-1964 lived Ketty Selmer, Diana Miller together in a cozy old renovated house north of Copenhagen near the Sound. Utstune was developed in the 80s and taken on Utstune changed in recent times. Ketty Selmer was part alone, as Diana Miller in that period traveled around Europe with his new orchestra. Ketty Selmer died July 23, 1989 in the house in Bitlam, Mallorca by Diana Miller had bought them around 1976. Ketty Urn was sent to Stockholm. Ketty Selmer, Ketty Selmer Sjöberg / Ketty Marie Jorgensen, lies buried in Urn grave at a cemetery in Stockholm. None gravestones. There was again relatives or relatives of Ketty Selmer. The practical in the context of death was conducted by a local lawyer at the behest of the Almanna Arvsfonden.